Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue, beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And from Common Ground Food Co-op, now at Lincoln Square Mall, featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. Learn more on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brawls says a sure sign of spring is the popping up of farmers' almanacs in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
While humans have been keeping track of tides and times since, well, we started keeping track of stuff, we didn't really start writing this information down until about 1,000 years ago. And it took hundreds more years to get that information published as almanacs. Farmers' almanacs resembling the version we currently think of went into print in the early 18th century. Ben Franklin's Poor Richard's Almanac was one of them, and its popularity led to the publication of more almanacs, some well-known and general in scope, and others more obscure and marketed to specific audiences. The old farmer's almanac, that's the one you see most often now at the grocery store in the checkout line next to the fashion magazines, it's yellow, has been in print in one form or another since 1792. My attempts to find a local collector of vintage almanacs were surprisingly fruitless, so I turned to the internet to find some, preferably in central Illinois. Not quite. I discovered that Conner Prairie Interactive History Park in Fishers, Indiana, about a two-hour drive from my location in Urbana, Illinois, partnered with Indiana University to curate the Conner Prairie Historical Almanac Collection, an online display of 64 vintage almanacs. The oldest almanac in the bunch dates from 1783. They're not on actual display. You can't go see them, but anyone with an internet connection can look at these almanacs. Check out the link on the In My Backyard page on our website. I found some gems.
And it says here that, and I quote, "There are but three classes of men, the retrograde, the stationary, and the progressive."
Farmers' almanacs were once second only to the Bible in terms of the popularity of books owned by many households. Farmers' almanacs assumed basic knowledge and familiarity with seasons and surroundings, and that their readers were largely responsible for providing their own food and other necessities. One book covered it all. But as a wider variety of books were printed and people got away from rural life, we seem to need almanacs less. Why print an almanac at all in 2013? Why would someone interested in gardening or farming today, especially a young person, want an almanac, except maybe for the kitsch factor?
Obviously, as new farmers, we're trying as hard as we can to learn as much as we can, to farm as well as we can. And often that takes us into the realm of old books. So it's not that surprising that we would choose an old format, a tried and true format, you could say, to compile historical information and miscellanea. But I would say not only historical miscellanea, also contemporary miscellanea in this case.
That's Severine von Scharner Fleming, founder of Greenhorns, an organization based in Hudson, New York, whose mission is to recruit, promote, and support the new generation of young farmers. Greenhorns recently released the first volume of their own almanac, called the New Farmer's Almanac. It's an engaging compendium of old. A lot of its content could have come from the same almanacs in Conner Prairie's collection, and new, with pieces written reflecting a variety of current-day political and educational sensibilities and opinions around small family farming and its relationship to our food system. It's a tool. There's a moon calendar and review of farming practices, and it comes with that almanac-y touch of having the hole in the upper left-hand corner punched out, all the better to hang on a nail in the garage or shed. But it's also in print to educate and to spark conversation and deeper thought, much as you'd imagine almanacs did more than a century ago.
A lot of the press and a lot of the communication around farming is oriented towards consumers. And I would say the almanac is oriented towards producers. And that means people not only who are producing food and building businesses that produce food, but also people who participate in the restructuring of our economy.
This Farmer's Almanac can enjoy pride of place on your bookshelf, or it can join your shovel and your hoe on its own nail in the garage. For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Brawls.